Small-scale family agriculture is on the rise in Hawaii, a very old way of life that's attracting a new generation, fueled by concern over the state of the planet and driven by a new sense of urgency. Dash Kerr is the co-founder and director of the Hawaii Institute of Pacific Agriculture, HIPAG for short, which holds an annual Aina Fest on Hawaii Island. He spoke with us about a movement for social change that's well underway.
There really is a grassroots movement all across the state right now, I would say, of more young people getting involved in agriculture and people of all ages, you know, just a kind of revival of small-scale family agriculture taking place. And it's really values-based. I think it's people wanting, you know, clean water, a clean environment, clean food to feed their children. And it's pretty exciting to, like, witness, you know, our organization has played a lead role in our district in growing it, and now through Aina Festival, we're playing a larger role within the state context of, you know, empowering people to be involved.
What are the ways in which that involvement manifests itself?
Yeah, so, I mean, for our Makahiki season celebration, it's really about getting people out and, you know, sharing the information with people, sharing skills with them. So we do a bunch of permaculture workshops. We do natural building classes running up to the event.
Permaculture is what?
Permaculture is permanent agriculture, and we're really looking at creating a multi-layered forest system that feeds humans food, medicine, building materials. We're talking about a system of agriculture that's regenerative, that's restorative. You know, like the rest of the world, Hawaii Island has seen a series of you know, land degradation, basically, through human misuse. Mm-hmm. And so now, how do we create a food system that's resilient but also regenerates the land at the same time? That's what permaculture is really about. It uses a lot of trees. We put a lot of trees in the ground, a lot of bearing fruit trees and nuts and whatnot.
Big agriculture, the kind that dominated Hawaii's economy for a century, pretty much it takes a lot out of the land, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really started with deforestation of the forest, and then, you know, overgrazing of cattle, and then follow that with big monocultures. And what we have is a lot of loss of topsoil, degradation of our, you know, forest system. And as a result, Hawaii State is producing less water than it did 100 years ago. We've seen a 50% decrease in the water that the state is producing. So it's kind of an urgent situation where it's like we need more people to kind of start waking up and realizing, like, yeah, we live on this beautiful island chain. We need more stewardship. And this is where we really work on empowering youth within the schools to get involved, and also utilizing Aina Fest as a big, you know, not only a celebration of what the local food movement has already accomplished, but also a call to action and reminder that more people can get involved in this work.
You know, I couldn't help thinking of ancient Hawaii when you talked about the direction in which you're trying to move things. The direction in which you're trying to move things is the direction they once had here in Hawaii, right?
I think that's a big part of this celebration for us, is honoring the traditions of Hawaii. You know, Makahiki season was a time when no war would happen. It was a time of building communal bonds. It was a time of celebration. It was a time of feasting. That's what we do at Aina Fest, is, you know, we celebrate together the work that we're doing, but we're also honoring the traditions and the culture. And we have a big Hawaiian cultural village this year. And we'll be doing kalo education and empowering people to grow more of the traditional starch crops. There'll be a big plant giveaway, so people will be able to take huli home and get that started in their own backyards.
Whenever you think about Hawaii agriculture, you think of the huge gap between the potential and the reality. They're pretty far apart right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and I would say a big part of that is that the small farmer's voice has not been at the legislature, and I think that's changing. More awareness is happening among our representatives, and you know, Department of Agriculture is sponsoring this year's Aina Fest. Mm-hmm. They made a nice sponsorship contribution to the event, and they see the value of education to small scale producers, in you know, addition to supporting the large scale companies that they support.
If your voice were heard more than as much as you'd like at the legislature, what would you have it do?
we have a very short window in which we can build island statewide resiliency in food systems. We need investment in agriculture. We need to invest in creating ag parks. We need to make land available to new upcoming farmers. We need shared equipment. We need access to water. We have about a 10 to 15 year window for us to really create a resilient, diversified food system. And you know, it's going to be employment. It's going to create a lot of jobs.
10 or 15 years isn't that long in the life of a legislature in terms of moving, you know, making a real tectonic shift in how things are done.
That's been one of our biggest challenges is, you know, the legislature moves very slow, and we really do not have that luxury. The global prediction that came out from UK's chief scientist was we're hitting a perfect storm of food, energy, and water shortages by 2030. And that's global. And you don't need to be like a rocket scientist to look at what's happening in California in the Central Valley. They're headed very quickly to a major water crisis, which will result in a food crisis.
Could that happen here?
Definitely. I mean, most of our food is coming from California. So I think we're very susceptible. And, you know, with every crisis is an opportunity. And so it's really an opportunity for more people to get involved in teaching this next generation of land stewards.
I don't know if you'd find that sense of urgency anywhere in today's governmental bodies at the legislature, would you?
It honestly seems like leadership a lot of times is asleep, you know, at the wheel. And we, you know, that's where I think we really need to energize grassroots movements. For us, this has been grown so organically over the last several years. You know, we started with a very small event, 50 people. And last year we had 2,000 people out, hundreds of volunteers.
It's a journey to make your wishes known as a with a legislative body, you know, as a large and powerful constituency within the state. A lot of people competing for the same things that you want.
That's right. Agreed. And, you know, HIP Agriculture now is one of the only farms in Kohala that is supplying the Lieutenant Governor's farm-to-school pilot program. And we're just so thrilled to be supplying the school fresh produce straight into the cafeteria. The Lieutenant Governor's office has this beautiful vision for creating a program, a pilot program that can be scaled statewide. This could just be a revolutionary move for Hawaii. It would create a need for so much more fresh produce, and the fresh produce would be going exactly where we want it to go to, which is into the mouths of the keiki of Hawaii. So this is really exciting. We're super honored. You know, HIP Agriculture is really honored to be playing this role. And so although change may seem slow at the legislature, there are some shifts happening, and I'm excited you know, we're Cindy Evans and hopefully Lorraine are going to be coming out to our farm in the coming weeks and see what we're doing with the pilot. And we're going to be pitching to them a call for large agriculture parks where young farmers can access land and start growing more food for this up and coming farm to school pilot program.
It would seem to be that in the schools and among the young, you know, high school, college age, that's really where your future is. That's who's going to carry the ball in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's going to be youth and young adults that are really going to face the brunt of climate change and climate chaos, these mega storms, these super droughts, you know, this flash flooding. So how can we be prepared? You know, how can we set up resilient food systems that are going to continue to feed our families and the kupuna and our communities? And I think that's really what this grassroots movement is about, is getting people energized to start not just talking about the problems, but really taking concrete action on the ground to create more farms, to create more urban gardens, you know, to create more school gardens. And there is a lot to celebrate this makahiki season. I mean, the school garden network statewide is incredible. It's like hundreds of gardens that have popped up in the last several years. The amount of farmers markets that have grown statewide, you know, the fact that that we're sitting down at the legislature and they are listening to some of our concerns, I think all of that is going to have to accelerate in the coming years through necessity of the environmental crises that we're facing.
Dash Kerr is the co-founder and director of the Hawaii Institute of Pacific Agriculture, HIPAG for short. Its annual Aina Fest is Saturday at the November 4th, 2017, at the Inhabit Sanctuary and Retreat Center in Kapa'au. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.